This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9. Now, another fantastic MasterChef last night, and sadly another evictee. Shannon was the ray of sunshine on the show, and she joins me on the line right now. Hi, Shannon.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you going?
Great, thank you.
Fantastic. And last night's challenge saw you battle through three rounds with a 15-minute time limit. Mm-hmm. Now, your last dish was French toast, but that got some really good comments from the judges, didn't it?
Yeah. It was really, really nice to go out on a positive note and go out in a dish that I was proud of.
You must have been happy with that one.
Yeah, I was. I mean, I kind of look back and kick myself a little bit, though. You know, for the want of a couple of tablespoons of water in my syrup, I might still be there. But, you know, I can't ask for a better way to go.
Now, I must say, I remember having French toast a lot as a kid.
Yeah.
And actually haven't had it in years. So why French toast? Did your mum make that for you?
Yeah, I suppose it's got a little bit of nostalgia. It's definitely sometimes food, but It's something you can do in 15 minutes, so that's why it came to mind, because I really wanted to do something sweet that I could do in such a short time frame.
Now, you must have learnt so much during the competition. What are the few tips you have learnt during your time on the show?
Definitely weigh everything, particularly when you're looking for recipes, try and find something that's all in grams rather than millilitres and that sort of thing. It really helps when you're baking to have a metric unit like that, especially with eggs, because, you know, eggs come in all different sizes, so you're going to get a more accurate kind of result when you weigh all your ingredients. What else? Definitely don't turn your back on your caramel.
That's true.
And chicken is explosive.
What happened with the chicken?
Oh, I did an elimination challenge with Arena, and I swear my bench was booby-trapped. My mum actually called me and asked me if I can cook.
Now, talking of Arena, I spoke with her last week, actually, and she said the filming is really, really grueling, the filming of the show.
Absolutely.
When you have some downtime, what are you allowed to do and what can't you do?
We can do anything we want as long as it's in the house and nowhere else.
Oh, okay, so you can't leave the house?
No, we can't leave the house. We can't go for a run down the street. We can't, no internet access. Even the access to media is very, very limited. You know, we're allowed certain newspapers, but others we weren't allowed. Phone calls are limited. You know, we get one phone call a week. Yeah, but, you know, we got sent home a couple of times on production breaks and that sort of thing as well. So it wasn't too bad. I mean, we got really stir crazy for a while. We just wanted to go down to the park and kick a ball. You know, just normal things that you take for granted in everyday life.
But it's a pretty amazing house though, isn't it?
It is a pretty amazing house. We called it a very beautiful prison.
Right. Now, anyone in the house that you didn't really see eye to eye with, Shannon?
No, I mean, for the first sort of month I was there, I it's not that I didn't see eye to eye with anyone. It just I'm really shy, and I guess you know, I was fairly close with Andrew just because you know he was someone I originally got along with from Top 50. It just takes a little bit longer for me to make friends, so I was a little bit lonely for a while.
Yeah, Andrew was lovely, actually. I spoke with Andrew a couple of weeks ago, and he was an absolutely lovely guy.
He's a top guy. He's just a good person. I mean, I think that's probably one of the most underrated human qualities is just niceness, and he's just a nice bloke.
A few weeks ago, one of your favourite chefs, the gorgeous Nigella Lawson, was on the show. Now, I adore her. I think she's amazing.
She's fabulous.
Did you spend much time with her off camera, or was it all a bit rushed?
No, unfortunately. I mean, she's just got so many commitments. It was a real rush job on filming, and we didn't really get to spend any time with her other than what was shown on television. But when I did actually leave, the producers sort of ran up to me with a present, and they were so moved by my reaction to Nigella, they actually got her to sign a book for me.
Oh, wow.
As a farewell present, and it takes pride of place in my house now.
Oh, she's fantastic. And what a lovely gesture for her as well.
Yeah, it was a really lovely gesture, and she was just, I think she was upset as I was to see me crying in her presence. I don't think she was used to that.
Now, you met your fiancé, Shane, at a real estate course. He comes over to your house to do some repairs. You cook him lunch and you got the man.
Yeah.
So it is true, the only way to a guy's heart is through a stomach.
Absolutely. And we call that dish now, we call it man trap lamb rack. it's definitely the old story. And I was thinking, he'd just come out of a relationship and I didn't want to rush things, but I had such a crush on him and I didn't want to waste the day. And I just thought, how can I get him? And I'll make a really yummy lunch. We'll see what happens.
And it worked.
Yeah, it definitely worked. And I guess I kind of hit it lucky because he's not much of a cook himself. So he was very impressed.
Now, I must say, I can't cook myself at all. I think a stir fry is probably all I do. What's a simple dish to make to impress someone? Help me out here, Shannon.
Simple dish. I think anything slow cooked is pretty foolproof.
Okay.
That's my idea of a weeknight meal. Rather than doing it something in 15 minutes, I kind of chuck everything in the slow cooker in the morning. So, like lamb shanks are beautiful. If you just dump some lamb shanks in the slow cooker with some red wine and some herbs and that sort of thing, you come back at night and it's beautiful.
And that gives you time to get ready as well.
It does. You know, you just chuck it all in and it doesn't take you any time when you get home and it's yummy when you come home.
Now, I've noticed during the show a tattoo on your neck. What is that and any significance for that for you?
It's not really sort of significant. It's a dragon and I've got some other little sort of bits and pieces everywhere. It's something I drew when I was like, I think I was like 19, and I this is actually a stupid fact, but I regret all of my tattoos.
Really?
Every single one. But I'm quite aware of the fact when I get them, yeah, I'm probably going to hate this in a few years, but I go and do it anyway. I kind of live in the moment. I don't hate it. I'm not going to, certainly not going to get a laser off or anything like that, but it's, if I was going to make a choice about a tattoo now, it'd be something totally different, but, I guess it's kind of journey.
Yes,
everywhere I've got some little birds and I've got this terrible tramp stamp on my back that's the only one I would actually have taken off.
Now, you live on the Gold Coast. Now you're out of the competition. You've got a few ideas for the future, haven't you, involving flowers and cooking. What an interesting combination.
Yeah, well, before I went to the show, I'd just finished studying to be a florist. And that's a real childhood thing for me because my mum used to do deliveries for the local flower shop when I was a kid, and I used to love the smell in there, and I used to always just watch the florist in there, and I always loved it. And so I decided to do a florist course, and I finished that, and I thought, why not have a florist/patisserie and specialise in high-end weddings and catering? And I guess the big thing as well is people don't take food and flowers as gifts anymore. Like, I really like the idea of showing up to someone's house with a beautiful bouquet and a box of cupcakes.
That sounds fantastic. You can come over any time.
Yeah.
Now, finally, Shannon, each week I ask each contestant for some cooking tips for our listeners. Mm-hmm. Now, your question today is, yes, what is the perfect winter dessert for those chilly nights?
Oh, winter dessert. It's got to be tartan of any description, which is traditionally it's apples cooked in caramel with pastry over the top. You put it in the oven, the pastry puffs up, and then you have it with some really yummy ice cream. But you can do it with bananas, which is really nice with like nutmeg ice cream, or you can do it with pears or quince. And it's really easy because all you really do is just make a little dry caramel in the pan, which, as you've seen on the show, if you watch it, it's usually okay. But it's really quick. And then you put your apples or fruit or whatever in, and they only take a couple of minutes. And then what you can actually do at this point is you can turn it off, put just some nice all-butter frozen puff pastry in that you can get from good delicatessens and that sort of thing, as long as it's good quality. Just cut it out, put it in on top. And then you actually take it to your friend's house, if you go into like a potluck or something, and you just put it in their oven for about 35 minutes, and it puffs up and it's beautiful, and you just take some nice ice cream, and it looks like you've done all this work, and it really, it takes you 5 minutes on the stovetop and you put it in the oven.
That sounds absolutely divine. Thank you so much, Shannon, for joining us today, and
You're
all the best for
welcome.
The future, and your upcoming wedding, I hear.
We haven't set a date yet, and I suppose it's the same struggle as any young couple is just trying to find the cash to do it, especially now I'm on an apprentice wage. We're thinking maybe September next year.
Fantastic. Well, all the best for the future, hun, and a great talking to you.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.